I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, we're going to start with the COVID-19 update. I know our listeners, I've been hearing from some of them, are appreciating this update.
Right.
So let's talk about how is the vaccination program going?
One of the things is that they're just saying it's not enough, you know, in the United States, that they want almost 90% or 100%. Mm. And there is some pushback against it.
Okay. Has that number changed?
Well, interestingly, back in December 2020, Kaiser Foundation did a survey, and they found that 39% of the people, when they first introduced the vaccination, would be sort of a wait and see. Mm-hmm. Let's see how it goes. 9% said only if required, and 15% definitely said no.
This was back December 2020.
December 2020. Now, in June 2021, they did another survey, and the wait and see was 10%. So it went from 39% to 10%, which was a big improvement for them. And then only if required, 6% instead of 9%, and definitely not went from 15% to 14%. So there is some resistance to the whole vaccination program that's still there. And they're saying, you know, it's about 30% of the people are saying no. Again, they're saying it's almost all Republicans.
Interesting.
So there is some pushback along those lines. And of course, one of the things that they're looking at is whether they're going to do mandates, exactly how all that's going to work and what they're going to do to try to overcome the resistance. Mm-hmm. And it's becoming, they had the carrot there for a while, and now they're kind of pulling out the stick to try to get everybody to vaccinate. And it's a very big social media and on TV and, you know, tell your friends to get vaccinated, those who are so there's a tremendous amount of push. And matter of fact, one of the things that people who don't want to get vaccinated have come out and said, no means no, leave me alone. So it's an interesting dynamics going on at this point.
So who's at most risk for the virus?
Well, of course, now they're estimating that the Delta variant is almost 90% of all the transmissions in the United States right now.
The Delta variant.
Delta variant. And the thing that shows up in the CDC numbers is that elderly people and people who are obese are the people who have the most risk for the virus. It is more contagious than the virus before, and it is also hitting younger people. So there is more of a problem. But still, you know, the death rate for younger people is like 0.08. So it's a very, very small amount. You know, and one of the things is that there is some pushback on a lot of the information. There is a lawsuit out right now that the Americans frontline doctors are saying that the data has been manipulated by the CDC and we're not getting proper data. So, and everything is based on, you know, the numbers on, because I mean, these are life-changing types of things. They're shutting down businesses. They're telling people to mask up. They're closing schools. I mean, they're changing lives all over the place with this virus. And the mandates that they're putting down.
From these numbers.
And it's data that should be driving the whole information to make choices and to know exactly what's going on. The problem is that there are people who are doubting the data. And there's a group of doctors who formed an organization called America's Frontline Doctors who are saying, and according to them, that the CDC is lying about the data. That the numbers of the deaths weren't as high as they were, and the numbers of injuries and deaths from the vaccination are much higher than what they're saying. They have a whistleblower from the CDC that's supposed to be testifying and giving a whole bunch of information on what's going on with that. And one of the things that they claim, and of course I have no idea whose information is correct or not, but they claim that instead of 9,000 people who have died from reported deaths from the vaccination, that the person from the CDC said at minimum it's 45,000 people.
And you're talking about deaths from the vaccine or injury?
No, deaths.
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 So that's what's the reporting from the VIRS, right?
From the VIRS. And
that's a big difference.
That's a big difference. So they're making some very strong claims mm-hmm. that, yes, people are dying from the COVID virus, but they claim that treatments have been suppressed and the vaccination has been pushed over established treatments that could have been used mm-hmm. With a greater amount of success, and that the deaths didn't have to be as high if they would have been treated correctly mm-hmm. and followed some of the rules along those lines, and that but that also the deaths have been overblown. And that's according to, you know, this whole thing that's coming out. We'll see on the accuracy of this. One of the things is that a lot of people have a lot of doubts about the information that they're getting on this.
Really?
One thing is that they said, you know, that there's, you know, there was actually and it's established that it was a conspiracy to suppress the idea that it was developed in the Wuhan lab.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we have the emails, everything like that. The Fauci got a whole bunch of scientists that who were beholden to him for money, because he actually controls a spigot, to get together and write a letter that it's scientifically impossible that it came from a lab. And what they found out is that it was completely, they had no evidence of that. They just got together to try to suppress any information along those lines.
Mm-hmm. In the name of science.
And they said this was a scientific paper.
Mm-hmm.
So they got caught lying.
Uh-huh.
So now people are kind of saying, I don't know if I really trust you.
Yeah, there's a petition going around regarding this through Stand for Health Freedom. You can go to and sign a petition,
right?
Which I just did. So
yeah, there is a, in other words, there's controversy here. There have been, you know, they've gone back and forth on the mask, and people have some doubts.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have, in the America's Frontline Doctors are very sincere in what they believe and are saying that we have evidence that what's going on is not true. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, they're actually getting a tremendous amount of persecution because of it from the government and pressure. And, you know, it's just what. It's in other words, I'm not sure.
So do the vaccines give a permanent defense against the novel coronavirus?
No.
I'm hearing about boosters.
No, Israel has been ahead of us on the whole vaccination process, and they've already started to do a third round of the vaccinate, because they are finding that the immunity wears off after 6 months. It does provide a level of protection, but it is much less for the Delta variant than for the original.
Okay.
The numbers on that that the CDC is actually saying is it's still effective about 65% on a reduction of symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Israel actually came out and said it was something more like 35%. So but definitely the Delta variant is not as sensitive to the vaccinations as the original one, okay, which was at 90%.
So what is the future for the pandemic?
A really good question.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really knows. What the hope is that, you know, the hope is that we reach herd immunity either through a vaccination or through people getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're saying that really we need to hit 80 or 90% herd immunity at this point, because the Delta variant is more transmissible. So, you know, we've got more of a problem along those lines, and it does need to be a higher level of herd immunity to actually get it, but, you know, to get it under control. But one of the things is usually viruses as they go along don't want to really kill their hosts. So they modify so that they're more transmissible, yes, but also less deadly. And so the hope is that the virus actually mutates and becomes less of a problem and just becomes one of the normal type of coronaviruses that actually move along the population.
And isn't that the Delta variant is more contagious, but the death rate is lower?
They have said that the death rate is lower, but it is more, in other words, the symptoms are greater in younger people than what they were with the original one.
Okay.
Most of the people when they were younger didn't actually have any symptoms.
With the other one.
So there is more symptoms involved with it. But still, the death rate is not that high.
So let's talk about Sweden. What's going on there? What have we learned from the Swedish experiment?
Well,
if we've been open to learning.
Yeah. Well, Sweden didn't do any lockdowns, didn't actually do any masking, haven't really pushed on that and just said we're going to go on ahead with our lives and see how this works. And there was dire predictions on Sweden on mm-hmm. what was going to happen. Well, Sweden has never locked down, didn't have any of the economic issues associated with that. They did have an initial spike that was higher than most countries. But overall, they actually have had a lower death rate.
Lower death rate.
Mm-hmm. Lower death rate.
Their economy's strong.
Matter of fact, they had we actually had a reversal in our life expectancy
mm-hmm.
In the United States and actually in most of the countries.
A decrease.
They did not have that in Sweden.
Hmm.
So the Swedish experiment seems to be extremely successful. And they're over it. They've actually what's actually showing up on that is that they've reached that 80 to 90% herd immunity. Because people were getting it. And so, you know, there's really even no need for vaccinations going on there.
Wow.
So, you know, they bit the bullet, said, let's see what we can do. And it seems to have worked, at least at this point.
So what's the future of the COVID passport?
Oh, now, one of the things is that there is a greater and greater amount of pushback on that. But there is a lot of, right now, Biden has just said all military personnel have to get the shot. You know, they've put that order in. And it was about 40% of all military people were refusing to get it.
That's a lot, yeah.
It's a lot. So I'm going to see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, they're in the military, so they don't really. I don't think they really have a choice.
And right now, lots going on in France. People are pushing back.
There have been 10,000 people who've been protesting because basically they're coming up with a vaccine mm-hmm. passport. Is basically what they're pushing for, and so the population's actually pushing back on that.
And last question on this COVID. What is happening with COVID long haulers?
Well, interestingly enough, they say that the COVID long haulers it's actually worse than cancer recuperation.
Mm.
So there are people who are actually having more problems and longer type of recovery types of times. So one of the things that people need to be looking at is where structure function care could actually help with that, because we're getting very good results. So mm-hmm. getting everything built back up, and that seems to be one of the big things that needs to be done. So if you are one, look for a structure function doctor to get yourself back to where you should be, get your zinc levels, vitamin D, iodine, vitamin A, all those things up, and get back to life.
And the COVID long haulers is one of the symptoms.
Yeah, just kind of persist and persist. Basically, once you've had it more than 8 weeks, then you're a long hauler.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather, as always, for the COVID update.
Thank you, Lisa.
When we come back, we're going to talk about cancer prevention. What should be done? We'll be right back.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in our relaxing spa at Holistic Integration. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology. Well, let's talk about fascia restrictions. Fascia is kind of like a shrink wrap that surrounds every muscle in our body, and it can become dried out and lose elasticity, leading to more tension and stiffness.
One of the interesting things that they've been doing research, and this has just come out within the last 2 years, is that the fascia is one single organ. It's as much of an organ as your liver, heart, or kidneys. So all the fascia in your body is completely connected with each other and
wow.
intercommunicates with each other. It's the main thing that determines your posture. Matter of fact, it has a very big effect on the nervous system. So as you can get the fascia back into alignment, it can actually change how the nervous system works. And much of the muscle is controlled by the fascia material. And if you look at the low back, it just covers the entire low back.
Really?
So oftentimes your low back problems is connected to the fascia material. Fascia is really where rapid release comes through. One of my good friends, Warren Hammer, that's his main thing, is fascial. Actually, I introduced him to the rapid release. He came to my office. I was working on him, doing some adjustments. And then I took the rapid release and went over it.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "What is that?" As soon as he saw the rapid release, it's just revolutionized his treatment. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing he teaches now, is how to release fascia with rapid release.
A lot of people are tight in their glutes. The piriformis syndrome will get them in a prolonged stretch and run the rapid release over that just for a few minutes. Big changes.
Oh, yeah. It, again, revolutionizes fascial release.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through Rapid Release's high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid release therapy by scheduling an appointment at Holistic Integration. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the Rapid Release banner and enter code PRATHER, P-R-A-T-H-E-R, for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners. Leah Wilson, Executive Director and Co-Founder of Stand for Health Freedom.
Whatever happens at the university level and the healthcare level will be a blueprint for the rest of society. We currently have a campaign going asking our lawmakers to come back into session to close the loopholes that allow discrimination based on our healthcare decisions. A lot of people wonder, like, how can they force us to do things? We have a constitution. And the encouraging thing is that people are challenging this issue. Groups are coming together, and that's what it requires, is getting organized, unifying with a message. We have a campaign in Indiana right now. If you text in and you text the number 50457 with the word Hoosier, then you will get a link to take action on this campaign. We are all affected by this issue. Ultimately, how this issue is decided will affect each of us and will affect what we accept as Hoosiers. So take action on that campaign and share it with your friends and family.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're going to talk about cancer prevention. What should be done? Dr. Prather, obvious question, can cancer be prevented?
Yes. Everyone agrees that cancer can be prevented by lifestyle changes. If you actually have lifestyle changes that can help with the whole thing, you can cut down on cancer by 45%.
45%.
45%
wow.
on the number of cancers out there. And cancer, of course, is the number two killer after cardiovascular disease.
Mm.
So, you know, it's a very big type of thing. And if you actually get into nutritional, you can even get it up almost to 70% prevention of cancer.
That's encouraging.
Yes.
Some encouraging news.
Well, it's amazing how many things can be, how many things we actually create our own problems.
Yeah. So how manageable are these preventative steps we're going to talk about?
Well, some of them are pretty reasonable. I mean, some of them are giving up bad habits. Some of them are making more definite changes, you know, where you actually have to work at it. The harder that you work, obviously, the better things are. But some of them are very simple types of things that you can do without a whole lot of work and make dramatic changes.
Okay. So what other benefits are shown by following, you know, health guidelines?
Well, they have very definite health guidelines that they recommend. And of course, a lot of them are, a lot of the obvious is, you know, changing diet, you know, don't smoke, cut down on alcohol, sleeping, getting proper sleep, exercise, all those types of things. And as you do those, the same things that help with cancer also help with cardiovascular disease.
Mm-hmm.
Also help with type 2 diabetes. Also help. So not only are you doing prevention for cancer, but you're also preventing most of the things that are going to kill you before you should. And also help with the quality of your life.
Yeah. And we're going to talk specifically.
We're going to go in specifically on those.
So what is the number one thing to do that we need to do to avoid cancer?
Well, the number one thing that you should do to avoid cancer death is don't smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that doesn't just mean cigarettes. It also means vaping.
Mm-hmm.
Or even smoking marijuana. Smoking marijuana actually can cause lung cancers just as much as smoking cigarettes. Or vaping. So stopping smoking is probably one of the most important things you could possibly do. And obviously, if you don't smoke, don't start.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have designed the cigarettes to be as addictive as they possibly could. So they worked on that to make it an addictive type of a product. And in the meantime, they didn't care about your health, whatever it took.
Mm-hmm.
So those things really, really are terrible for you and shouldn't be done, and there's no reason to do it.
I mean,
only if you're kind of wanting a death sentence do you smoke.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How about obesity? How important is obesity in reducing cancer risk?
Well, obesity actually has shown to be one of the major causes of many types of cancer. Breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer. About 7 different types of cancers can be cut down dramatically if you are not obese.
Well, and we were talking about COVID, you know, it increases the risk.
Of course, cardiovascular disease, mm-hmm. Obesity kicks that off. COVID, obesity is one of the major factors along those lines. And of course, we have a very, very large obesity problem in America, no pun intended. If you go back into the 70s, there was only one state that had higher than a 10% obesity rate, and that was Mississippi. Now, all the states have an obesity, and Mississippi has actually hit over 60% on their obesity rate. The only state that is actually close to that is Colorado, which has about a 20% obesity rate. So
is that the lowest state?
That's the lowest state.
But it has a 20% obesity rate.
It still has a 20% obesity rate, and we have some states with 60%. So the obesity rate has been an epidemic throughout, a pandemic. Mm-hmm. Throughout the United States, and something that if we could cut that down, we would see a dramatic change in the death rate of America. So looking at that is one of the major things that all physicians should do, and one of the major things that we look at in our office is we measure that at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That might discourage some people,
uh-huh.
But it is something that I want people to be aware of and start a process on trying to get that under control.
Right. You know, people that come in that even look skinny,
right,
but have that brown fat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of the things that we do is we don't just go by BMI, but we actually do an electrical measurement of the fat percentage, which is more accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because you can have a low body fat and have a bad BMI, or you could actually have a good BMI and actually have high body fat. So measuring that more accurately is one thing that we definitely like to do within our office.
And let's talk about how critical fiber is in the diet for cancer prevention.
Well, you know, as you're talking about weight loss, the most important aspect of weight loss is fiber. If you do scientific studies on weight loss, the one thing that always shows true for weight loss is fiber. One of the problems is that we kind of switched our sugar intake from before World War I. Sugar intake was pretty low and fiber was very high. After World War I, we started to switch it. So that now the amount of sugar we take in is about the same amount of fiber that we used to take in, and the amount of fiber that we take in is about what sugar used to be. Mm. And that has been a major change in the health of America, because one of the things that fiber does is it helps to grow what's called Firmicutes bacteria as opposed to bacterioles. And Firmicutes is what helps us to absorb our nutrients.
Whereas, you just need to advertise it that way.
Whereas bacterioles actually bring in calories. And you should have a balance between those. And one of the problems is that we all have hardly any Firmicutes into our... So most people are actually starving to death while they're obese. Because they're not getting the nutrients, which actually increases people's hunger, because the body's saying, hey, I'm not getting enough vitamins and minerals into my diet. Mm-hmm. Even if you're taking them in through the mouth, you're not being able to utilize them because you don't have enough fiber. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, they always sit there and say, how can I cut down on the amount of cancer in society and cardiovascular disease? And all of the, what they call blue zones, mm-hmm. where people live a long time, it's basically that they take in tremendous amount of fiber. Now, what they do is they say it's a plant-based diet, but what they mean by a plant-based diet is they're taking in a lot of fiber.
Fiber,
mm-hmm. fiber is what actually makes things work. And one of the things that that we do in all the processing, and even as we're genetically modifying our foods, is we're cutting down on the amount of fiber. It's just like they've designed the entire diet of America to eliminate fiber and increase sugar.
Yeah.
And so our basic policies on how we're handling things has actually led to the obesity rate and on the cardiovascular rate of death occurring. And so, you know, that's where we're really having problems.
So how can fiber intake be evaluated?
The best way is a GI stool kit. Mm. People sit there and say, I'm taking in plenty of fiber, but we look at their stool kit and see the balance of their Firmicutes and bacterioles.
And it may and we can not actually be tell. Absorbed.
Right? Well, it you know, people just kind of think that something has fiber in it. Uh-huh. And we actually start to get fiber, and then we start to see some changes.
Yeah.
So we can actually tell, really, whether you're taking in enough fiber or
not. That's why supplementation is so important
with our diet
here. Yeah. All right. When we come back, more on cancer prevention, what should be done. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
I'll tell you my trouble. I got the wrong doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinnie Boombas. Know my doctor? I saw him last week. I told him, Doc, every day I wake up, I look in the mirror, I want to throw up. What's wrong with me? He said, I don't know, but your eyesight is perfect.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration.
Cardiovascular disease is the number one cause of death in the United States. One person dies every 36 seconds from cardiovascular disease. So 655,000 people die from cardiovascular disease a year, and it accounts actually for 1 in 4 deaths. One of the biggest things that was occurring was a lot of COVID-19 deaths were actually people who were in stage of cardiovascular disease, and really accounted for a lot of the deaths that were counted towards COVID-19 were people who were probably going to die anyway from cardiovascular disease. But this is something that is a major underlying problem. And if we didn't have the major problem of the cardiovascular disease, far few people would have died from the COVID-19. So the number one health concern in America is this.
Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048. Holistic Integration, restoring hope. Are you experiencing muscle pain or tightness anywhere on your body? Try the Rapid Release Therapy Pro 2. The Pro 2 is a targeted high-speed vibration therapy device used by medical professionals to quickly relieve a wide variety of aches and pains on their patients, as well as themselves, their friends, and their families. Safe, effective, and easy to use, this professional quality medical device uses a patent treatment head with 5 built-in heads, giving you the versatility to treat small bony surfaces such as fingers, wrists, and ankles. Powerful enough to quickly relax the tightest hips on professional athletes and everything in between. Unlike the low-speed percussive devices, rapid release therapy delivers for sensitive areas like joints, neck, and ankles safely and comfortably, and provides the raw power your larger muscle groups need. Go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the Rapid Release banner and enter code PRAYTHER for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners. Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about cancer prevention, what should be done. And the encouraging news is we can cut down our risk ourselves by the choices we make.
Sure.
You said up to 70%.
Up to 70%.
And that's encouraging.
Yes, you know, it
just is. Just like type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular, these diseases, you know, can be prevented.
Right.
But it takes hard choices, you know. I mean, I'm going to be honest and I think about what I ate yesterday, you know, because of convenience sake, you know, right. Not good. I feel like I put like 5% body fat on me just by one meal.
Well, one of the things is on family. It, when I was being raised, my mom stayed home.
Mm-hmm.
How about yours?
Most
of the younger years. Mm-hmm. That was, and so people, right now, everybody gets, get off of work at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody has time to make lunch or breakfast or supper.
Yeah.
So, you know.
We're working hard. And
right.
Yeah.
So how can you, it used to be that there was one person kind of designated to stay home and get the food ready.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of social types of things that are going on.
I don't know what
that.
The percentage is, and I'll have to look that up, of how many people are eating in their car.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Life is busy and a lot of demands made.
Right. Well, let's talk about why it's important to reduce sugars and simple carbohydrates in the diet.
Well, again, what you're doing is those types of things are what's considered empty calories.
Mm-hmm.
So one, you have a nutritional deficiency just starting out as soon as you get into those. And so the body starts to not work as well because it's kind of the mechanisms of burning energy are gone. So one, you have empty calories, and then also it encourages the bacteriodes to grow, which increases your calories and cuts down on even what you are taking in and what you can absorb. So it becomes a very vicious cycle.
Mm.
And one of the things that the people have found, the food producers, that if they add those types of things in and take down the fiber, then people are hungrier and they eat more. Mm. Now, this is where the FDA should actually be coming in and say, hey, we're not going to allow this to happen because we're looking out for the health and well-being of America. But on the contrary, they actually give more problems to people who are actually trying to improve the diet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, where is our government and where are we actually getting the benefit of their expertise?
Sounds like a little bit of greed to me.
Well, also, one of the things, it was actually policy to implement that.
To implement what?
Getting Americans fatter. World War II. What happened was a lot of the guys couldn't carry the backpacks because they weren't big enough. So how are we going to make people bigger? We throw in more fat and sugar and reduce the fiber.
Okay, that was World War II, you know.
Yeah, we're past that, but they keep on going with it. And we've gotten bigger. Let's kind of back off a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So why are fruits and vegetables so important in cancer prevention? That sounds like an obvious question.
It is intended to be obvious. But again, it increases the fiber. Mm-hmm. It actually gets the nutrients in the body because you're actually getting something that's fresh, has high density. What you want to do is reduce your calories and increase your nutritional value and increase the fiber. So everything that you can do that, those are the things you should do. So eating a lot more fruits and vegetables is one of the biggest ways to actually accomplish that.
We have a garden this year, and it was wonderful. You cook the beets,
yep,
and carrots, and it's just wonderful to just take it from the garden.
Right. And it used to be everybody had a garden in the back, and that's what they would eat from. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that and
they can for the winter.
Right.
Yeah. So why should we avoid processed foods? What do they do? And it was interesting you said, you know, someone can be obese and be starving to death.
That is basically what's happening. Mm. So, and that's
you're talking about nutritionally.
Nutritionally, yeah. They are starving to death because they're not getting the vitamins and minerals that they need to operate correctly. Mm-hmm. And that leads to cancer, cardiovascular disease, all those types of things. And, if the more processed foods you eat, the less fiber you get, because basically what they do is they take out the fiber.
Yeah.
They also decrease the nutritional value so that molds and fungus don't grow, because then they put a whole bunch of chemicals in there to make it taste better and also to preserve it. And many of those chemicals are carcinogenic. Mm-hmm. So it's just one thing after another. The more that we can eat naturally, the better off we are, the more nutritionally sound we are. And again, taking the time to actually accomplish that is one of the things that we need to be looking.
Yeah, and we have someone in our office that works directly with people for weight loss. That's been highly effective. It's been really encouraging to see people meet with Howard, mm-hmm. And are getting results, and working hand in hand with our nutritional coaches,
sure.
You know, on the nutrition part.
Yeah.
These people are getting blood work, doing the stool kit so they know exactly what's going on. It's also a food sensitivity test because inflammation, you know,
of course.
Is part of this too.
And one of the things that they find is most weight losses actually get people fatter.
Mm-hmm. Because what they're, weight loss program.
Yeah, because what they're looking at is weight loss, not fat loss. Mm-hmm. And we actually measure the fat loss, not the weight loss. Because you can lose muscle and then actually be fatter on a percentage basis, even though you've lost weight. Mm-hmm. And which is not a good thing. So understanding how to do this and to do it in a sound medical type of way where you can actually get long-term results is very critical.
Right. So let's talk about the role that free radicals play in cancer and how can they be reduced?
Well, one of the things is that cigarette smoke actually increases free radicals quite definitely. Mm-hmm. And also nutritional deficiencies actually kick that off. What happens is the body has what's called an oxidative process. And that oxidative process is when we you actually go through the Krebs cycle and make energy. And if that's not working correctly, then you lose an electron, free electron that leaves the oxygen molecule, travels throughout the body and can cause damage. It's the same thing as oxidative when you actually get rust on some type of metal, the same type of process. So a lot of people sit there and say, oh, doc, I have high free radicals. You're saying I'm getting kind of rusty.
And that's actually what's happening.
And that's actually what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, and free radicals go around into the body, those free electrons, and one can cause cardiovascular disease because it damages the linings of the arteries. And then two, it can actually hit the cells and cause cellular damage to the DNA, which is one of the major reasons on why people start to develop cancer. So free radicals is a very big problem along those lines, and something that we find high levels in cancer patients.
Mm-hmm.
So free radical pathology is one of the major things that we look at. And of course, what you do to fight free radical pathology is you take antioxidants. So looking to see exactly what antioxidants you might need is something that's very important. And also, one of the major things that the body does when you have high free radicals is it produces more cholesterol. Because cholesterol actually can act as an antioxidant and cut down on the free radicals in the body. So one of the things that we see as a side benefit is the cholesterol levels actually reduce.
At the same time.
Yes, at the same time. And one of the things that the body, if you are actually taking cholesterol medicine and taking your cholesterol too low, you might be increasing the free radicals, which can kick up off actually cancer and cause more cardiovascular damage.
How do you find your free radical levels?
Well, one, you can see that on blood work, but we also do a test on the arteries of the body and can see the levels of endothelial damage to the arteries.
Oh, interesting.
So we have a very good idea when we check people out through the lab tests and the diagnostic tests what their free radical levels are.
Okay. We come back more on cancer prevention.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration.
People talk about different techniques. There's quite a few different techniques in chiropractic.
Yes.
Why yours different? Because we'll hear, are you going to pop or are you going to crack?
Certainly. Within the American Chiropractic Association, there's 40 recognized different systems.
Mm-hmm.
Not just techniques, but systems of adjusting. Matter of fact, a friend of mine did our own study on how many are out there, and we came up with 400.
Wow.
So there are a lot of different ways of approaching chiropractic. And there are two basic philosophies that are within chiropractic. About 80% of the chiropractors believe in mobilization techniques. Now, mobilization techniques is where you take the spine to its maximum rotation, and then you take it a little bit farther.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you get a pop or a snap.
Mm-hmm.
20% of the chiropractors believe in alignment. So what we do is all adjusting is within the spinal range of motion. There's no adjusting outside of the range of motion of the body. So you never would get a pop.
Mm-hmm.
So we never have a pop or a snap. And everything is taken from where the spine is misaligned towards the normal. So it's a very easy, gentle type of a process. Matter of fact, most of the people sit there and say, wow, I've had chiropractic before, but I feel really great, but sometimes I don't feel like I did anything because it was so gentle. And I always say, well, if I'm taking it from abnormal to normal, it doesn't take a whole lot of a force because the body wants to go back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the less force that you use to accomplish the adjustment, the better it holds. So you want to be as light as and gentle as possible and still get it back into place. that's where you get the best results. Mm-hmm. So we do not have anything beyond range of motion, so we never pop or snap. There's none of that sound.
More of a non-force type of adjustment.
It's definitely what would be considered more non-force. I feel better results, otherwise that's why I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. They found that about 15% of the population really likes what's called diversified, the mm-hmm. mobilization techniques. Mm-hmm. About 85% of the people don't. Mm-hmm. So we've got 20% of the chiropractors trying to take care of 85% of the population, and 80% taking care of 15%.
Interesting.
And so I do have people who come in who prefer that type of adjustment, and I just refer them on to other chiropractors that I know that are good at that, mm-hmm. and then refer to them.
Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Detailed lab tests are crucial to understanding your health. As Dr. Prather always says, if you don't test, you don't know. There are certain lab tests that all of us should have at least once per year. At Holistic Integration, we recommend 3 affordable tests that provide the blueprint to your health. The Prather Profile is the most comprehensive blood analysis available, providing more information about the function of your body than any other test. Minerals are the common deficiencies in your body, and hair analysis is the most effective way to analyze mineral levels. The bowels have the largest influence on the immune system, and the best way to test that is through the GI Effects Stool Kit. The Prather Profile Blood Analysis and the GI Effects Stool Kit are even covered by most insurances. Don't guess when it comes to your health. Discover the blueprint to your health at Holistic Integration by calling us at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Holistic Integration, restoring hope. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. To let it get away. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking about cancer prevention and what should be done, and there are things that we can do and choices we can make. It's not just something that is going to come at you. So that's encouraging.
Absolutely.
You set up to 70%, you know, that we can...
can do to actually keep from getting cancer.
Yeah. So let's talk about the role of alcohol plays in cancer.
Alcohol definitely is something that kicks up the possibility of cancer. So one of the things that they're saying is reduction in alcohol. Matter mm-hmm. of fact, if you can, it's best not to drink alcohol at all. One of the biggest factors along whenever we're looking at cancer treatment or actually prevention of cancer and post-cancer, how to actually prevent that from coming back, is the liver. Mm-hmm. Because the liver is the detoxifier of the body. If you overstress your liver, then the liver can no longer detoxify, and those toxins start to accumulate in the body and can be one of the big things that can kick off cancer. And alcohol is a very strong toxin to the liver. The liver has to work very hard to clean that up so that it doesn't damage the rest of the body, because if it overwhelms the liver, then you can get alcohol poisoning. Mm-hmm. So the liver has to work pretty hard. So really keeping down the stressors on the liver is an important type of thing. And one of the biggest stressors is alcohol, but also any type of chemicals, all the different types of things that we shouldn't be taking in that the liver has to deal with. We need to actually help that. And of course, we find that out through our blood tests.
Okay. Yeah, we do extensive blood work.
And we're very good on getting the liver working correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Detoxing that. Okay. Well, why should heavy metals be evaluated in cancer prevention?
Heavy metals are one of the major toxins that can actually kick off cancer. We had a gentleman who had very extensive cancer through his body when he first came in. We sent him in, got it tested. We were looking to see what the underlying problem was. He was actually told that his cancer levels were so high and it was in the spinal cord that probably there wasn't anything that they could be doing. They weren't even quite sure if they would actually treat. So one of the things that we found was that he had high levels of lead, and we started to detox on that, and they had started some chemo, and he's actually pretty well in remission.
Wow.
But the oncologists were very shocked at how well he responded. Quite frankly, if we hadn't actually addressed the lead, then there wasn't really anything that could have been done.
Yeah.
We've been able to reduce the lead quite dramatically in his system, which has really helped out. But arsenic is a very big carcinogen. Mm-hmm. So looking at that and getting that down is very important. Mercury can kick off cancer. Lead can. Nickel is probably the most toxic metal around. The United States government puts out a huge binder on nickel toxicity and all it can do, and it's extremely carcinogenic. When you're looking at heavy metals, that's always an important type of thing just for your general health, but very definitely for cancer prevention, keeping that under control is a very important thing that we do. And checking it with hair analysis is one of the best ways to do that.
To check those heavy metals.
Sure.
Yeah, and the story you just told us about that gentleman with the lead toxicity, he was also getting chemo. It just shows hand in hand,
yes,
the structure function care working with disease care, you know, working together for the benefit of the patient.
Right.
You need both.
You needed both, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he's no longer getting chemo, so.
Mm-hmm.
Very positive type of outcome. We were also able to keep him healthy during the whole process. So he really didn't have a whole lot of side effects.
From the
didn't
chemo.
Lose his hair, anything like that. So again, the oncologists were rather amazed. Of course, what we do is we call our office holistic integration. Holistic to show the structure function part and integration within the medical, because it should be an 80-20% split on that, where 80% of all care should be based on structure function care, and 20% should be disease care, where you're doing the pharmaceuticals and surgeries.
Okay. Well, what role does exercise play in cancer prevention?
One of the things that they found is that exercise on a daily basis, mm-hmm, you know, about an hour a day.
Try to fit that into your schedule.
I know. But getting some exercise will reduce the cancer rates by about 15% across the board.
15%.
Mm-hmm. 15%.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that's another factor. You're looking at diet, you're looking at eliminating chemicals, toxins in the body, and then getting the exercise in. It's not just for weight loss, but exercise helps the body to work better.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's sort of like a machine. You have to get some exercise in there, otherwise the machine doesn't work correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, you know, we're just kind of looking at right through here is there's quite a few different factors, but time is one of the most important things. And mm-hmm, rearranging our lives so that we have time to actually cook food,
mm-hmm,
plan out meals, and have some exercise. Americans are working way too much.
Yes, working harder.
Harder, there's more things that keep them busy from the important things of life.
We're killing ourselves.
Yeah, we're killing mm-hmm ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about sleep. Sleep's important part.
Sleep is critical. If you're not getting enough sleep, that also wears on the body. If you don't sleep well, and again, what they said, that contributes about 10%.
Wow, there's a lot of people that aren't sleeping well.
No, mm-hmm, and what it does is, it, again, the body stops working as well as it should, and if the body's not working well, then cancer develops. It's just a matter of the cells and the physiology of the body not being where it needs to be. And that's what we're really looking at with the whole structure function, is bringing the body back into homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get the body back into homeostasis, which means balance, and there is a perfect balance that we all need to achieve. Yeah, we need to work, but we also need to eat, sleep, and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
We need to play. We need to have a happy life. We need to balance out and really look at what type of a diet that we have. We also need to look at getting help.
Right. Yeah, just had a patient who was working 60 hours a week, not seeing his family, and he just made the decision, I'm going to look for a new job where I'm only working 40 hours per week.
Right.
So I can have time with my family and for my health, and it's been a good decision.
Sure.
You know, just felt like it was running him down and not living his priorities and what he valued.
Right.
Very important. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. Good show on cancer prevention.
Thank you, Lisa.
Holistic Integration is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.